Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case testing whether the Federal Truth in Lending Act caps damages at $1,000. Although the case before the court involves one car deal gone bad, it's attracted a lot of attention from consumer and business organizations. That's because the Supreme Court's decision in this case could affect billions of dollars worth of lending deals. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
When 22-year-old Bradley Nye drove off the Coons car dealership lot in Fairfax, Virginia 4 years ago, he thought he'd gotten a pretty good deal. He traded in his old truck, paid $4,000 down, signed a financing agreement, and in exchange, he and his girlfriend zipped off the lot with a 1997 Chevy Blazer.
About 2 weeks later, I get a call and they say, Brad, you know, we've got you better financing, better interest rate. Can you come back in? It's going to save you $80 a month. So I go back in and like, oh, well, we need another $2,000 down, too.
Nye didn't have any more money, so he asked to cancel the deal and get his old car back. No, the dealer told him, we've already sold it. That, it turned out, was not true. The old truck was still there, but Nye didn't know that at the time, and so when the dealer offered to let him sign a promissory note for $2,000, he agreed.
I signed the note because I needed a car for work.
2 weeks later, though, Nye got yet another call from the dealership telling him that they wanted to renegotiate the deal and that he could save another $15 a month. When Nye said he wasn't interested, he says the dealer threatened him with arrest.
If you're not here by the end of business, we're going to report it stolen. It's not in your name.
So Nye signed a new deal again. Shortly thereafter, though, he got a call from the company that had financed his old truck asking him why he hadn't made the last three payments. Nye said he traded the truck in, gave the finance company the name of the dealership, and that night, the truck was repossessed off the Coons lot. That's when Nye got himself a lawyer.
This is a typical yo-yo transaction.
The lawyer is Hugo Blankenship.
The theory is that when you get to the bottom of the string and you now have the car, they call you back and say, well, the deal's not quite what we thought it would be. We either need more money down or we're going to increase the APR. And if that doesn't work, then they generally go to the strong-arm tactics, which is what they used with him.
After consulting Blankenship, Nye returned the Blazer to the dealership and asked for the return of his old truck and his down payment. The dealer refused, and Nye sued under the Federal Truth in Lending Act and the Virginia Consumer Protection Act. The dealership contended that it had done nothing wrong in restructuring the financing deal because it had been unable to sell the original deal to a lender. Don Ayer represents the dealership.
Every time, the price of the car went down, and ultimately his monthly payments dropped every time.
But a jury found that the dealership had violated the Truth in Lending Act by intentionally including in the second sales contract a $900 charge for an item without disclosing it to Nye. And the jury found that the dealer violated state law when it falsely told Nye that his old truck had been sold in order to induce him to sign a new contract. The jury awarded Nye $4,000 in damages under the state law, and under the federal law, the damages were twice the amount of the financing charges, or $24,000. The Coons dealership appealed, contending that the federal law caps damages at $1,000. But a federal appeals court in Richmond ruled that when Congress amended the law in 1995, Congress rendered the $1,000 cap, quote, defunct. Coons then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where today, lawyer Don Ayer will tell the justices that the appeals court looked at only one part of the statute without looking at the rest of it.
By focusing in isolation one sentence of this statute and ignoring the context, the court here engaged in what I would describe as strict constructionism run amok.
It may sound like how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, but this is a case that counts literally, because as lawyer Ayer observes, the Truth in Lending Act has a wide reach.
It applies in literally millions and millions of transactions every year. You know, it applies in the context of credit card transactions, of home equity loan transactions, of all car loans, of all loans on appliances, of essentially any consumer transaction that involves credit. And we're talking here about significant differences in potential liability here.
In short, as the American Bankers Association contends in its brief, even small unintentional mistakes could cost business significant amounts of money. Not so, say consumer advocates like Hugo Blankenship.
If you're not doing something fraudulent and deceptive, you're not going to have these problems.
Now, it's up to the Supreme Court to decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.